This is KUT. More people in Texas drink from water systems that have violated the Federal Safe Drinking Water Act than in any other state in the country. That's according to a new report from the Natural Resources Defense Council. KUT's Mose Bouchel reports on what that means for Texas drinking water.
If contaminants are found above a certain level in drinking water, if a water system fails to test water or to report contamination, well, all these things can constitute a violation of the Safe Drinking Water Act. Eric Olson with the NRDC says in Texas, almost 5 million people, or 18% of the population, drink water from systems where the violations were health-based.
So that means that, for example, they had too much arsenic in a lot of people's drinking water in the state, or too many of these total coliform bacteria.
Now, experts say some health violations don't necessarily mean the water coming out of your tap is immediately unsafe to drink.
Right, absolutely. So a recorded, documented violation does not translate to a public health risk necessarily.
Christina Mena is a professor of environmental sciences with UT Health School of Public Health.
It just means that there possibly is something going wrong. Maybe something isn't working as well as it should.
And that should be investigated. So what causes contamination? Professor Mena says aging infrastructure is maybe the biggest problem.
The bigger public health priority is the distribution system, not necessarily a water utility.
She says smaller, rural water systems also tend to have more violations, and Texas has a lot of those.
And different systems have different guidelines to follow based upon the size of the population they serve. So there are so many factors that come into play that might trigger a violation that it's just difficult to characterize the summarized data that's presented in the report.
But the NRDC's Olson says lax enforcement of drinking water standards also leads to more violations.
And honestly, I think if you don't have a cop on the beat making sure that people are complying, that definitely contributes to the problem that people get the signal that they're really not going to face much of a penalty if they don't comply.
In Texas, that cop on the beat is the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. The state agency wouldn't make anyone available for interview, but in a written statement said it was reviewing the report and that, quote, comparing Texas to other states is misleading because of the sheer size, large number of community public water systems, geographic variability of sources used for drinking water, and a robust program that actively enforces public drinking water rules, unquote. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.